I'm Frank Vaughn. It's January 30th, 2026, and I just want to check in with everybody. Everything's fine. I've just had some prep work that I have to do, and by prep work, I mean setting up my food supply and making sure everything's in line for basically the rest of the year. Because over the course of the last 18 to 20 years, I've slowly over time built myself forward. Didn't start this way, but $50 here, $100 there, and before you know it, you can keep your food supply maintained months or even a year in advance, and you can eat well. Tasty food. Doesn't have to be dehydrated carrots. There's a lot of ways you can go, but sometimes you just have to, you have to do that work, so I should be set up for the rest of 2026 for the most part by the time I'm done. I want to talk about just uncertainty today. You can look at the silver chart. It's a wild ride, down 21%, and people are panicking. And this is all we're led to believe because Trump picked a hawkish Federal Reserve chair that he's going to name after getting rid of Powell. This guy is has a long established history of being far more concerned with inflation than being concerned with everybody else. This is a weird pick considering Trump's criticism of Powell is that he won't cut interest rates and start printing fast enough. And Trump seems to have picked a hawk, and it sent the market into a tizzy. But the fact of the matter is, the fundamentals haven't changed. Everything's exactly the same as it was yesterday. This is just run-of-the-mill volatility, and I wouldn't worry about it at all. But I do want to talk about this. The truth from Donald Trump is based on the fact that Canada has wrongfully, illegally, and steadfastly refused to certify Gulfstream 500, 600, 700, 800 jets, one of the greatest, most technologically advanced airplanes, blah, 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 blah. I am going to charge Canada 50% tariff on any and all aircraft sold in the United States. Thank you for your attention in this matter. This is just the beginning, folks. He's going to get nitpicky. He's going to get real nitpicky. As we progress towards the renewal of the USMCA, we can expect Donald Trump to be ramping up the pressure on Canada. Meanwhile, Mark Carney is a one-man show. Yeah, we talk on this channel about Mark Carney being here to manage Canada's decline and maybe manage it for his personal benefit. Remember, he has all of these portfolio holdings that are parked in the United States in U.S. companies. He knows what's in his so-called blind trust, and he can manage Canada to his benefit, but also the benefit of his peer group. The central bankers, the financiers, people forget this is a Goldman Sachs man, a Brookfield man, a central banker. He's not some kind of hero. And he seems to have dispensed with the Liberal caucus. He doesn't need them. He's going to the EU. He's going to China. He's going to Qatar. And he is signing deals without any parliamentary oversight that are going to fundamentally shift the way Canada functions. And he's doing it while promising perpetual decline. He's promising your suffering. He's promising higher taxation. He's promising social service cuts. He's saying belt trimming across the board and your standard of living is going to be in decline. And why? There's no good reason for it. Because the orange man's bad? Because he decided to charge us some reciprocal tariffs? Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't to me. Canada is world-renowned for making it hard for international players to play in our market. Certain international players, that is. China has preferential treatment. The United States has preferential treatment. But everybody gets charged tariffs by Canada. The hoopla and the psychotic treatment that we are giving these, I would call them minor adjustments in the trade relationship. We've blown it up into a monumental problem. And we're continuing to do so. Now, this nitpicking that Donald Trump is doing highlights some very real, tangible, double standards that exist in our trade relationship. Canada tends to be very restrictive, whereas the United States treats us with a velvet glove. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth of our trade relationship. We've done very well. And now that we have been threatened with not doing quite as well and not having it quite as open as it was before, we have reacted like children at a daycare, losing their minds, out of control, threatening to cut off their power by Doug Ford, the Crown Royal treatment. I don't need to revisit all of these things. We're setting ourselves up under this mantra of elbows up. We're actually setting ourselves up for a huge amount of pain, and I would argue eventual dissolution. Every single day that there aren't solutions to real problems in this country, Alberta separatism just grows, and that sentiment grows. And I hope it grows right here in Saskatchewan, because we need a new deal. If Canada stays together, Confederation has to be renegotiated. This idea, which the Conservatives are floating in Ottawa as well, of making the federal government stronger and riding roughshod over the provinces will just enable the government that's in power right now, the Carney Liberals. It's actually not the Carney Liberals. It's the Carney Show. He ain't listening to anybody in his caucus. He is getting his instructions from outside, somewhere else. And I still remain open-minded to the long play that this is actually playing into U.S. hands. But I'll tell you, if it's not actually playing into U.S. hands, it's going to get a lot worse. If the idea is to make Canada a satellite state of the EU and China, I see liberal commentators on YouTube pushing the idea that we are about to become fantastically rich here in Canada because of the guidance of Mark Carney, as if the fundamentals don't even exist. And then I read the comment section, and people are buying it. People are buying it. They're more than willing to virtue signal anything to oppose Donald Trump. The Trump derangement syndrome is real, and it's the biggest cell phone perhaps in geopolitical history. The greatest trade relationship, the greatest border relationship, and let's be honest, the greatest defense relationship. When we're able to have our country defended from the threats of the world by the U.S. military, we don't have to pay for any of the expense of it. They just take care of us. All the while, we get in bed with China. You can't have a more advantageous relationship, and we are throwing it away. And there's a lot of people in this country applauding the end of that. And there is no, there is so much fear in the political opposition to actually say, we got to fix this. The Liberals have broken it. And if we don't fix this, millions of Canadians are going to be thrown out of work. Millions of Canadians are going to lose their houses. Listen, it's 2026 now. January is almost over. We have 11 months ahead where something like a third of Canadian mortgages, it might be two thirds. I'd have to look it up. I'm not going to bother looking up, because a third is enough. Let's go with the lower number. A third of Canadian mortgages are going to renew, and they're going to renew at significantly higher interest rates. The Bank of Canada has come out and said, we're holding pat. We see Canada's economy stronger, even though it's mostly government growth, which compare and contrast that with the United States, where they are also holding pat, by the way. Interest rate cuts are not on the board. They're basically telling you that if you're one of these people that's coming up for renewal, it's going to hurt. That belt tightening that Mark Carney talks about, that decline in living standards, you're about to feel it. Anybody that's renewing, it's going to cost. All the while, the real estate market is just falling apart, especially in the metros. Condos are not selling. Condo starts and projects are having to be paused. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Canadian construction workers that are going to be facing layoffs. My understanding is there's one crane operating in Toronto right now, which is just kind of crazy. Now, I haven't admittedly looked into that enough, but I'm quoting the angry mortgage guy when it comes to the number of cranes. I don't have a visual on that. What I do know very well is the underlying economic data. Canada's coming into hard times. And I think for one reason or another, the Carney government does not care about you, does not care about the average Canadian, only cares about this re-engineering project. And whether or not it's to cause us sufficient amount of pain that we agree to North American integration, or it's to cause an enormous amount of pain for Canada to sacrifice Canada to undermine the United States, I remain not sure. But either way, your suffering is baked in. And so, back to the point, I recognize that fact. I don't just talk about it. I recognize that fact. And I try to make my life as secure as possible, as cheaply as possible, by making sure I have my meals figured out, by making sure I have my resources, the basics figured out. Because it's easy to get keyed up by all the headlines and by all the news and get stressed out and lose sleep. I am someone who does that on a regular basis. But every now and again, you got to circle back to basics and you got to touch base and you got to think to yourself, am I warm tonight? Am I fed tonight? How far into the future am I warm? How far into the future am I fed? Are my basics taken care of? And if they're not, whether your price point is $5 or $10 or $50 or $100 or $200 or $1,000, you can take a little bit of that money that you have, whatever it is, and build up a little surplus of the basics so that you at least know that you have that much taken care of. And there's a lot of cheap ways. I mean, we took delivery. It was late. So it was 2025's cow. Because we buy a full cow. It's taken us years to get up to this point, but we buy a cow. We bought freezers. The only thing I'm worried about is my freezers failing because they're getting pretty aged out. But either way, we buy a full cow. Where else can you get T-bone steak, sirloin steak, 114 pounds of steak, grass-fed, organic, for $12 a pound? You can't beat it. When you average everything out, I did the math last night as we were rendering the $60 worth of pork, which I don't know if I mentioned that in the video or not. We bought $60 worth of pork fat, $3 a pound. We got like 14 liters of cooking oil, basically, because that's what it is. Really nutritious, good for you, cooking oil, especially if you're doing carnivore. When you average out everything you get out of a cow, whether it's the soup bones, whether it's the tallow, the steak, the ground beef, all the stuff you get, you average out the price, you're getting a much better deal over store-bought. And it started for us by buying a quarter cow. And then over the course of time, you know, you skimp and you save, you buy a half. And then you keep working your half forward. And then before you know it, you're buying a full, one step at a time. And then, you know, as time goes by, when we were living on the farm, you need a generator to make sure that you can get water on the plants. Well, you got a Jenny. If you lose power, you can keep your freezers cold. It's just good to work on those things as well and to make sure that you're stocked up and you're ready and your family's going to eat. There's no better feeling in the world than security. And when you touch back on that security, all of a sudden, the headlines, the movements in silver, the dumps in the market, the tariffs, all of this stuff, you can take it with a grain of salt, you can ground yourself, and then you can keep putting one foot in front of another and trying to interpret what's coming down the pipe at you and what the future might hold. So at any rate, I just don't want people to freak out. When these gaps occur in the release of videos, it's usually because I'm taking care of something in my life. It's not because I've disappeared. I have no intention of disappearing. The government might have an intent. The government might intend for me to disappear at some point, just like they might intend for other influencers that veer outside of the Overton window of the approved state of intellectual affairs. We do have bills coming down that are really disconcerting that might disappear some of us. But we do what we can about those things. And that's all we can do. At any rate, I'm Frank Vaughn, and I'll see you in the next one. Everything's cool.